Now, in studio with me, I have Beatrice Casserly, and she is the Dublin City Council Age-Friendly Programme Manager. And we're going to be speaking about the Age-Friendly Ireland National Recognition and Achievement Awards that are happening tonight in Croke Park. Good morning, Beatrice. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm in great form. I'm hoping to get out on the golf course, although the weather doesn't look that great.
Not for today.
Now, Beatrice, tell us all about what are the Age-Friendly National Recognition and Achievement Awards?
The National Recognition and Achievement Awards are awards that are given to people or groups or local voluntary groups who have initiatives in relation to becoming more age-friendly. So there is 8 different categories under the World Health Organization, and we take from their themes. One is the Communication Award, one is the Community Innovation Award, the Transport Award. There is a Housing Award, Environmental Award, Safety and Security, Business Innovation and Healthy and Active Ageing Award. There are 3 shortlisted groups per category, and on the night there will be one awarded a greater or a highest achievement of all. We recognise everybody who has put in nominations for the awards, and everybody is a winner in our eyes once it's something to do with becoming age-friendly.
And you're holding it in Croke Park. What's the significance of holding it in Croke Park?
There's a few reasons, I suppose. One is it's Dublin. Dublin are hosting the awards this year. So on a personal note, being a true Dub, and on the 5 in a row, I think it's quite a proper place to have it in this year. But also, I suppose, it's an iconic venue as well as historical. So we are on the night trying to give the best of Dublin, and no better place than Croke Park.
And am I right in saying that Croke Park is heading to be, I think, the first in the world?
We are working together with Croke Park at the moment to try and make Croke Park the first age-friendly stadium in the world. And on the night, I actually took some photographs last week. On the night, you will be able to see that the high-vis yellow lines have been and are starting to be put on all the steps in Croke Park, which is a massive piece of work in itself. But yes, hopefully next year we'll be able to launch in conjunction with Croke Park, Age Friendly Ireland and Dublin City Age Friendly. Croke Park is being the first age friendly stadium in the world.
So you heard it here first. Croke Park is going to be the first stadium in the world that will be age friendly. Keep your fingers crossed on that, and you'll hear about more about it next year. But that's not only the only thing that Ireland have achieved. Ireland has become the first.
Yeah, in April this year, Ireland became the first state to be recognised from the World Health Organization to have all 31 local authorities signed up to the Age Friendly Cities and Counties programme. So we are first again in the world to be recognised and have that recognition attached to us.
Now, and I'm sure there's a lot of customers, and going back to my old days when I was working in the supermarkets, there's a lot of listeners out there, and they'll be saying, well, what is age-friendly?
In a nutshell, age-friendly is, and what we try to do, is future-proofing ageing. We are trying to, and we are involved in all aspects of life. We are involved in transport, built environment. We're involved in housing and new housing developments and plans. We are involved in helping to keep people more active and within their own homes longer. We don't want people ending up in nursing homes. We want people to be able to age in place. And with our growing population, at the moment in Dublin, we have 165,000 people over the age of 65. In Ireland, by 2040, we will have 1.4 million people over the age of 65. So we have to adapt our services and our housing and our nation to become more age friendly. If you adapt a service for an older person, you take into account the person with the visual disability, the hearing disability. You also take into account the father or the mother with the buggy and the child. So if you plan to be age friendly, you encompass a whole community and you leave nobody out.
And I look at these, and I'm dreadful for this, but it's from years in business. I look at these things from, you know, what's the financial in these things. And what I see in that, if you can keep somebody living in their home and living in the community longer than have than them going into a nursing home where it's costing $1,200 a week to keep someone in a nursing home, if you can keep them in their home for a couple of euro, I think that's absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely. And that's the way we think, and that's the ethos of Age Friendly. But we also are, we work very closely with the HSE and Sláinte Care. And Sláinte Care is all about keeping people within their own communities for longer. Apart from the financial aspect of it, I think for people's own mental health, nobody wants to end up in a nursing home. People want to age within their own communities. And if we adapt and build building and buildings and developments and housing now, that people, the house will adapt with the person rather than the person have to adapt to the home, that it basically lasts from cradle to grave. And in relation to nursing homes, and you know, they do a fantastic job and they're there for a reason, but they shouldn't be the only reason or the only option. So what we're trying to give people is options, choices. Where do you want to end up? Where do you want to live? The majority of people, including myself, if I can, I want to age in place within my own community.
Indeed, but we're straying off, I suppose, the topic at the moment.
Indeed,
and
indeed.
And we should be really talking about the
the awards. Indeed.
And once again, they're being held in Dublin. These travel around the country every year.
Yeah, so Dublin decided, or Dublin offered to host it this year. It's the fourth year to host the awards, and Dublin put their hand up this year and said that they would hold them this year. There's two national events every year from Age Friendly. One is the Older Persons Council, the convention, and the second one is the awards. Dublin City have actually been shortlisted for one of the category of the awards, and that falls under the Safety and Security Award. And back in April, May this year, I was actually here again where we were promoting and advertising our Message in a Bottle campaign, which is a little green bottle that people can keep in their fridges. There's three stickers that come with it. One is for the front of your front door, the inside. One is for the inside of your back door, and one is for the front of your fridge. And emergency services, paramedics and the fire brigade, we actually worked with the fire brigade on this, and we have distributed over 16,000 bottles in Dublin. So we've been shortlisted for a Safety and Security Award. So you never know, in the night we might be coming out with a bit of fine glassware, hopefully.
And the object of that is that if the emergency services arrive at your home for some reason, something's gone wrong, they see the sticker and they know to go to the fridge, take
Correct.
Out the bottle, and that gives them
next to kin details
and where they can get information on the medicines that you're taking and so forth. Brilliant idea. So simple, but brilliant.
And very cost effective. I think it only costs a euro or a bottle, you know, which is...
And it also saves lives.
It saves lives, yeah.
You know? But tell me this, you also did a little booklet, I believe.
We did. Now, we didn't actually put the booklet in for an award. We might hold that one for next year. But we did a communications booklet, an age-friendly communications booklet, which we have, again, it's been in demand, which is fantastic, not only in-house within Dublin City Council and different departments, but also within the HSE, local businesses. And it's a booklet, it's about 45 pages long. It's a very simple booklet, and it's a message of how to create a text, a message, a web page to encompass, again, everybody. So it's the size of your text, it's the colour, it's the background, and it's so people with visual impairment can read it. I suppose creating breadcrumb trails if you are doing a web page, and it's all about how to encompass everybody into a communication method rather than just a certain segment of people.
And as I went through it, I noted that it's, I won't say specifically, but it is basically aimed towards businesses and to give them the tools that they can communicate with the older population in what you might call a way that is age friendly. People will find it easier to understand what's going on.
Absolutely. You nailed it on the head. It's a toolkit. It's a toolkit to create a message. It's not for the older person. The booklet isn't for the older person themselves. It's for businesses. It's for businesses like the HSE. The HSE is a business. It's a business like Dublin City Council. It's a business. It's a local shop. It's a local solicitors. It's how do they create their message, their advertising? How do they create their forms that people can actually read their forms? I'm actually at the moment doing an Irish Sign Language course, and that was something that I brought up with the teacher, and I sent them over the booklet that the two-pager that we were given was, I could barely read it. And I have 20/20 vision. The text was so small and it was against a background that was really illegible. So, of course, promoting Dublin City Council and Age Friendly, I offered a booklet to him, and he said he'd bring it to the powers to be. But it's something that's small, but it makes a massive difference in people's lives.
Yeah. No, it's amazing how many times you come up against something that where somebody thinks that, you know, the design is lovely and all that, all the colours are great, but you might have something that's the background is yellow. And you then have small white text.
And you can't distinguish. It all blends into one.
When you get to my age, that's quite difficult. And I don't have the best of eyes anyway, so...
You do for the golf course.
That's it. Although with the leaves out there at the moment, very difficult to find the ball.
Yeah.
It took me the best end of 4 hours to get round this morning, so...
That's a hard day.
That's a hard day. Hard day at the office. That's what I tell her anyway, so... Carry on with the awards. That's happening tonight in Croke Park, 6:30, I think.
Registration is 6:30. Now, they are the National Awards, so it's the National Age Friendly Programme, but we are hosting it. So the National Age Friendly Programme at the moment, its home is in Meath County Council. Meath County Council is a shared, they hold the shared service for Age Friendly Ireland. And it's themselves, and in working in conjunction with Dublin City Council, we're hosting the awards tonight.
I'm right in saying you're going to have older persons councils from all around the country.
Indeed, we have people from Donegal to Kerry to Cork, Wicklow, Dublin, and I'm going to leave loads out so I won't mention any more. But we have some chief executives from different local authorities will be there. We also have older person council members from all of our local authorities will attend, and then also all the shortlisted projects, they will also be in attendance as well. So it aims to be a really good night, and we have a very famous master of ceremonies, but I'm under wraps. I can't give you that information out, and our entertainment will be a bit of a surprise as well. I think the place will be hopping. It'll be hopping.
And you'll also have Minister Damien English.
Minister Damien English will be there to award the housing award, or he will be there to give the housing award, should I say. Minister English worked this year, the Department of Health and the Department of Housing and Planning and Local Government worked on a joint policy for housing for older people, which is the first time in the history of Ireland that a document was created by both departments. So again, Age Friendly Ireland are breaking down the barriers of departments, the government departments working in silos and now working together, which is another achievement, I think. It's a huge achievement. But yeah, Minister Damien English will be there. We'd be delighted to see him there tonight, and anybody who is travelling from the country, have a safe journey up tonight.
I know I saw the list of the nominees, and it's very much spread from Donegal all the way down to Cork, you know, from Limerick over to Dublin, or Galway over to Dublin. It's spread right throughout the country.
Spread throughout the country, and I suppose a big air of thanks to the judging panel. Our judging panel are an independent judging panel. They went through every different application that came in, and they were the ones who created the shortlisted panel. They visited every single project on the shortlisted panel from Donegal to Cork to Galway. So a big thank you to them, all their own time and effort on behalf of Age Friendly Ireland and Dublin City Age Friendly. They put in an awful lot of effort into it. So a big thanks to them.
And a big thanks to Dublin City Council for hosting the event.
Absolutely. And to Brendan Kenny, the Deputy Chief Executive of Dublin City Council, who has always backed the Age Friendly programme.
Beatrice, it's been brilliant talking to you. I wish you all the best tonight.
Thank you very much, Michael.
No problem.